Other than for her red hair, the diminutive perky Sandy Duncan, she of Peter Pan and Funny Face may have seemed to some like an unlikely choice to fill the shoes of such boisterous comedians as Lucille Ball, Angela Lansbury, Elaine Stritch, and Gypsy Rose Lee, all of whom played the role of Mame at one time or another. But after seeing Duncan in Barrington Stage Company's semi-staged concert version of the much-beloved Jerry Herman musical this weekend, all such doubts vanish. In this stripped-down minimalist production, emphasizing the songs and the skeleton of the story, Duncan more than shines. She demonstrates the difference between a professional and a star. Talent is one thing, and there are plenty of talented singers, actors, and dancers in this production's cast. But Duncan has that indefinable essence, that charisma, that commands a playgoer's attention and doesn't let go. It doesn't hurt either that Duncan can sing, act, and dance with the best of them, nor that director Julianne Boyd has assembled a talented core from top to bottom for this revival, which runs through next Sunday at Barrington Stage Company's new home in downtown Pittsfield. While the theater company didn't have the time nor the funding to stage a full-dress, fully-staged version of Mame, this semi-stage concert version will undoubtedly please those already familiar with the story of the free-spirited Mame Dennis, the bohemian Delilah, as one character refers to her, who feasts on life's banquet, and entice those new to the story of the eccentric aunt who raises her orphan nephew, Patrick, in a very unorthodox lifestyle. While the story might seem a quaint relic of the past with its veiled, unspoken allusions to racism and homophobia, one can easily imagine how incisive this portrayal of the free-thinking Mame must have been when the show first opened in 1966 at the height of the Civil Rights Movement. But Mame doesn't serve up a heavy dose of politics or social criticism. Rather, it uses that conflict as a means to celebrate the spirit of independence in the title character, while sending up those conformists whose time will soon leave behind in the dustbin of history. And it does so with great craft, as Jerry Herman's songs seamlessly interweave with the musical's book. And those songs, including such now standards as We Need a Little Christmas, If He Walked Into My Life, Bosom Buddies, and, of course, the title song, are delivered in pitch-perfect renditions by Duncan and the able supporting cast, including Diane Finley as Mame's friend Vera, Johnny Schaefer as the young Patrick, and Joyce Chittick, who turns in an especially delightful, quirky performance as Patrick's nanny, Agnes Gooch. While the production is minimal, there's almost no stage set, few props, and the terrific six-piece band is in full view right on stage, this hardly matters at all. Many of the actors even had scripts in hand, but I never noticed a single glance at one and hardly a dropped line. The production numbers, such as they are, achieve their maximum effect solely and directly through the strength of the material and the performances, all of which are outstanding and a real treat to enjoy in the intimate confines of Barrington Stage's newly renovated, comfortable theater. For WAMC, this is Seth Rogovoy.